Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and today I'm going to share with you a long and touching quote from a short story by Italo Calvino from his Marco Valdo collection. It concerns a laboratory rabbit who escapes, albeit not by its own choice. Its newfound freedom, unsought but tentatively explored, is overshadowed by the hungry interest of surrounding humans to lure it to their kitchens. Then, in a surprising twist to the tale, the rabbit, used to being trapped and hurt by people, suddenly finds their windows slamming shut to keep it out. Here's the quote. When it was alone, the rabbit began moving. It ventured a few steps, looked around, changed direction, turned, then in little hops and skips, it started over the roofs. It was an animal born prisoner. Its yearning for liberty did not have broad horizons. The greatest gift it had known in life was the ability to have a few moments free of fear. Now it could move, with nothing around to frighten it, perhaps for the first time in its life. And so it went on to the roofs. And the cats that saw it hopping didn't understand what it was, and they drew back in awe. Meanwhile, from skylights, from dormer windows, from flat decks, the rabbit's itinerary had not gone unremarked. Some people began to display basins of salad on their sills, peeking then from behind the curtains. Others threw a pear core on the roof tiles and spread a string lasso around it. Someone else arranged a row of bits of carrot along the parapet, leading to his own window. And a rallying cry ran through all the families living in the garrets. Stewed rabbit today, or fricasseed rabbit, or roast rabbit. The animal had noticed these lures, these silent offers of food, and though it was hungry, it didn't trust them. It knew that every time humans tried to attract it with offers of food, something obscure and painful happened. Either they stuck a syringe into its flesh or a scalpel, or they forced it into a buttoned-up jacket, or they dragged it along with a ribbon around its neck. And the memory of these misfortunes merged with the pain it felt inside, with the slow change of organs that it sensed, with the prescience of death and hunger. But as if it knew that of all these discomforts, only hunger could be allayed, and recognized that these treacherous human beings could provide, in addition to cruel sufferings, a sense, which it also needed, of protection, of domestic warmth, it decided to surrender, to play the human's game. Then whatever had to happen would happen. So it began to eat the bits of carrot, following the trail that, as the rabbit well knew, would make it prisoner and martyr again, but savouring once more, and perhaps for the last time, the good earthy flavour of vegetables. Now it was approaching the garret window. Now a hand would stretch out to catch it. Instead, all of a sudden, the window slammed and closed it out. This was an event alien to its experience, a trap that refused to snap shut. That's the end of the quote. What was the cause of this about turn? It was this. The authorities had warned people that the lab rabbit was deliberately infected with a dangerous illness and they shouldn't touch it, let alone eat it. This sensitive account, attempting to take the perspective of an animal, reminds me of a quotation by Vasily Grossman concerning a mule and a mare, which we've featured in another podcast. Thank you for listening and hope you enjoyed it.